بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحسن المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور. Page 139. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات البركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات طيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله صلوات طيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات البركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. Ahem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. A discussion of this kitab, Asma'ul Husna, the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just as a mudhakara and reminder, these names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, these attributes of Allah, we discuss them not just as a discussion or something academic, but to gain the ma'rifat of Allah. Our entire existence in this world is to recognize Allah. That every day I make an effort to know my Allah. Not that my day passes in ghaflat, in negligence. That I think life is about myself, me, myself and I. My family, my business, my, and all of this, my also. Allah is still dominant. Allah is above everything. Sometimes we are busy, we forget. But then to remind ourselves that Allah is controlling still. Allah is still there. Allah hasn't abandoned me. To recognize my Allah, to understand Allah, to know Allah. And to know Allah is very easy, very simple. And you mentioned many a times, to understand the insan is very difficult, very complex, very sensitive. To understand the insan is very difficult. لَا تَعْلَمُوا لَهُمْ اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُهُمْ Allah says, you can't understand, you don't know them. Allah knows them. But the munafiqeen, or to understand the insan, very difficult. And you know, he mentions many a times also, no matter how long a person is married, 40, 50 years, still doesn't know his wife, can't understand. Can't understand why I can't understand also. And can't make you understand. You just have to accept it. Life must carry on. In all of that, I find Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also. Something beyond my understanding. Beyond my understanding. But I just have to understand it. And have to carry on. But to understand Allah is very easy. You say insan also, to tell insan, please make maaf. You say, make your maaf. Forgive you, but don't forget. But Allah says, everything forgotten, forgiven and forgotten. Forgiven and forgotten. We send the post today also. Person makes tawbah, immediately Allah Pak says, the ta'ibu habibullah. But Allah says it, we are saying it. Allah says, the person makes tawbah, he becomes a beloved of Allah. Allah loves that person. So immediately, how to know my Allah? Because I don't know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, therefore it's taking me so long to connect to Allah. I know that so-and-so celebrity, that influencer, that so-and-so, that channel, that page. I know the person. I know the person that all now we recognize. And the more we put the people and makhluk in the heart, there's no place for the Khaliq and the Creator. The more makhluk is coming in the heart, there's no place for the Khaliq and the Creator. To empty the heart, less of dunya, more less reliance on dunya also, and more upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I recognize Allah, then life becomes enjoyable. Today I enjoy my life and I have more things, full the house, full my life, full. So there's no space for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just want to full everything. And now with online shopping, it's even easier now. Only the Korea guy is coming. Only ringing the bell. Korea. But how much we are Koreaing to the skies to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We're just filling more with the life, getting more busy and more distractions. And we're thinking now having this we'll have a better life, we'll enjoy more life, and we'll enjoy more life. And now there's more to look after, and now there's more place. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we give the heart to Allah, Allah will fill the heart with His muhabbat. Then we don't need anything else. That is why, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah says, Ket khush rehna farz nahi hai. Allah ko khush karna farz hai. What a beautiful saying. If you just understand this, khush rehna farz nahi hai. To remain happy is a farz. Allah didn't make a farz upon you, must be happy. So to remain happy is a farz. Allah ko khush karna farz hai. To make Allah happy is farz. To make Allah happy is farz. The whole effort right now is for me to be happy. Haven't I recognized my Allah? I don't know. I know that will make me happy. I feel, I think, that will make me happy. That resort, that holiday, that flight, that house, that car, and that will make me happy. So I'm looking for happiness in that. Something sitting in the program also, looking for happiness, sometime in the cell phone. Sometime I'm looking for it outside. That will bring me happiness. I'll get happy. But it's just more complications. We have to learn to cut off, how they say in Jamaat, learn to leave before you have to leave. Learn to leave the house and your bedding, and your bedroom and your bathroom. Learn to leave it before you have to leave it.
You'll have to go into the qabr. Allah gave the 5-star, we enjoy it, we use it. And if we don't have it, no problem, we can still live, alhamdulillah. Not that we depended on all these things over here. Allah Ta'ala gave it, we make shukr to Allah, we're living it, but my heart is connected to Allah. When that's not there, also Allah is still there. Allah will make a plan for me. How it will happen, where it will happen, how Allah will organize it, Allah will do it. We trust in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So to discuss all these names, so we get this connection and we understand Allah, we recognize Allah. That who my Allah is, how far He is, how close He is. Allah says, I'm closer to you than your own jugular vein. You love your life so much, your life depends on me, you should love me more than your life also. You should love me more than your life because your life depends upon me. And you love your life, you love your life. The Masturat ladies out there, how much you want to live their life? How much you want to fill the wardrobes and the cupboards? Hazrat says he went to Australia or New Zealand, and there he was giving Masturat Bayan. And because the houses are small, the wooden houses, and they have a porch outside, very safe outside there, they sleep with the doors and windows open also. Security is very good, security of physical security, not imani security. Iman is, you have to look after your iman over there. So there, when you give Masturat Bayan, you sit on the porch outside. And it's really carpeted the houses, they've got under carpet heating, so the shoes stay outside the house, it's safe. Hazrat says, I'm sitting outside the house giving bayan and I see so many shoes, almost 200 shoes. I say, MashaAllah, so many ladies came for the bayan today. So Hazrat says, I gave full force bayan also. Then when I met Appa in the night, how was the bayan, MashaAllah? So many ladies came. No, just few ladies came. But so many shoes, not that was the shoes belong to the lady of the house. It's all her shoes. She says, so many shoes. 365 days in a year, what she's rotating the shoes, 200 shoes. But now thinking, I'll fill it up, I'll be happy. Now you come out even more, you know, which shoe to wear? Which abaya to wear? And now you're even more depressed now. What, that one I thought nobody will have, somebody else had it also. Looking for happiness in avenues Allah Pak hasn't kept. Make Allah happy, Allah ko khush karna farz hai. Make Allah happy, what Allah will do in return, Allah will make you happy. How Allah will make you happy without things of dunya? Happiness has to do with the heart. Happiness has to do with the heart. Allah will make the heart happy, a person will be in poverty also, be in sickness also. Aircon is not working, then too is happy. Like Jamaat in somewhere, and the aircon wasn't working. Yes, it was difficult. But upon return, how you laugh about it? Hey, how the aircon didn't work. Now you're smiling about it. How was that bathroom? It was blown out. But hey, what a time we had. With a broken bathroom and a burnt out everything. Alhamdulillah. Allah gave that happiness too. The food, how it was also, how we managed it, alhamdulillah. How the bus was also, and how the conditions were. Then too, smiling. Allah will make you smile in that adverse condition also. And a person can be in a 5-star, nobody is happy. Nobody is talking. Everybody is now dull. But you see, buy a bigger car also, children are fighting for the window seat. Nobody is talking now. Bought a bigger car and you're still fighting. If you grew up in a small car, 6 people in the back and you're all smiling. All muhabbat. And you buy a bigger car, you're still fighting. So happiness has to do with the car, with the house, with the holiday, it's got to do with the heart. Give the heart to Allah, and Allah will make it happy. Therefore this verse, we'll just discuss this verse of Quran Sharif also. Allah speaks about this, how to recognize Allah, how to know my Allah. I know my Allah. How Allah will put me out of the situation, how Allah Ta'ala will deal with me, Allah will treat me, whether in illness, whether in adversity, whether in poverty, whatever it may be, and the test will come. The test will come, even if you got a'mal saliha, we have iman also, and more the test will come. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says also, that do they say that they amanna wa hum la yuftanun, that we believe in Allah and you won't be tested, you will be tested. Allah will test the iman, really is pakka, iman is solid upon me, you will run towards me. So here we first sitting say, what is a good life? You are looking for the good life. LG. Life is good. So all are looking for the good life. And where are we going to find it? Which heaven you Allah Ta'ala has kept it? Where Sahaba Ikram, where they found it? Inna wajadna al-khayr fil-kurhi wa shiddah. Sahaba Ikram will say, we found the best in difficulty, adverse conditions in the path of Allah. We found Allah there when the heart was broken. Now he said, Ya Allah. Allah is here right now. Allah said, I'm with you. And all the luxuries of the world, they also were not happy. The food wasn't 100, we paid so much for it, but then to what we thought it was something else. So here they say, according to most of the Mufassirin commentators, the expression good life Good life used here means a pure and pleasing life in the present world, while some of us Syrian commentators, they say that it refers to the hereafter, good life. Allah says, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا وَنَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. The person who does, in this ayat we recognize Allah's system. We recognize the system of dunya, we already understood how it's operating. Allah, what is your system? And we mentioned this many a times, we go for that beautiful holiday. But when we return, we're coming back with laundry bags. And the domestic didn't come. Now what the wife says, we need another holiday. We need another holiday upon a holiday upon. Allah will give you a holiday at home also. Allah will give you a holiday at home, and all of that, we're having such a good life. Alhamdulillah. The heart is connected to the creator of goodness and the creator of good life. And a closer look at the explanation given by the majority, but also show that it does not mean that such a person will never encounter poverty or sickness. Allah Pak says, "Man amila salihan," the person who does a good amal, وَهُوَ mu'min, and he has iman upon Allah. He does a good amal, Allah will reward me for it. وَهُوَ mu'min, he trusts in Allah. Ya Allah, trust will come from you, everything will come from you. But then too, he does the good amal. With iman upon Allah, upon the wa'ada and wa'id, the promises and the warnings of Allah. Min dhakarin aw untha. This ajeeb ayat, Allah breaks it up. Usually Allah only addresses the men, including the females in there. Ya Allah, min dhakarin, from be it male or female. Allah Ba'ala says, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ, with emphasis, you will give them definitely a good life. We will give them a pleasant life. Allah is saying, رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is saying, we will. Now when you're looking for accommodation, what's the facilities, amenities? Okay, they'll have a good time. Everything is there. Everything was set, we paid for. But when we went there, now all the GPs came to labor for the holiday. Book 5-star. But hey, the weather wasn't accordingly. Inclement weather. Now we had to sit and look at the beach, nice and far. But we couldn't go in the water. Allah said, I'll give you fun without the beach also. How you sail the shores of my muhabbat and the waves, how you'll enjoy it without the beach also. So here, Mufassirin commented to say, it does not mean that such a person will never encounter poverty or sickness or any adverse condition. Instead, it means that a believer, wahu mu'min, that a believer, even if he ever faces poverty or pain, with his good amal and with his iman, has two things with him, which shield him from becoming disturbed. What do you say, parishan? Hazrat says, he get gabrified. Gabrahat and petrified. So he won't get gabrified. He still will be composed. His namaz is still there. His dua is still there. Quran is... Yes, insan, he's bashar, he's human, he'll feel a bit down also. It's normal. It's normal that he'll feel down, it will affect him. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala ordered him to throw the stick. فَإِذَا يَحِيَّةٌ تَسْعَى became a serpent. وَلَّا مُنْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. He didn't look back, he ran for his life. So the question is, oh Musa Ali, what a brave and a giant of a Nabi of Allah. There's no fear, but here he ran. He said, because he was insan also. He was human. So the fear was there, human fear is there. So he also, he will feel down, but he knows that with me is Allah. إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهَدِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Allah is with us, Allah will guide me. So this believer, mu'min, he has two things with him, which shield him from becoming disturbed. Whatever the conditions may be, he's not disturbed. First comes his habit of remaining content with what is available. He's contented. What Allah has given me, alhamdulillah. Allah has given me more than enough, more than I deserve also. So he's contented, what we call qana'ah. رَبِّي قَنِّعْنِي بِمَا رَزَقْتَنِي. Allah gave me contentment in whatever sustenance you have given me. وَبَارِكْلِ فِي. Give me barakat in it. I don't want extra. Give me the barakat in it. I must enjoy it. So Allah Ta'ala has given him qana'at, the hallmark of a simple life. This thing works in straitened circumstances as well. When things are tight and difficult, whether it's poverty, whether it's sickness, adverse conditions, because he's contented. Allah has given me more than I deserve. If Allah test me a little bit here, I'm contented. Ya Allah, it's from you. So he doesn't get disturbed. This thing works in straitened circumstances as well. Secondly, what he has with him as a shield is belief of this, the belief that he is going to receive the great and eternal blessings of the hereafter in return for whatever poverty or pain he has suffered from. I will be rewarded. Allah will not test me free of charge. Allah will give me the reward. And here our Hazrat says, when we hear of a reward, we think only credit. Like how we have the in shops, don't ask for cash, let's keep our friendship. Or don't ask for account, don't ask for credit. Allah will give you credit, and Allah will give you cash also. Allah will give you cash also. We think, I read namaz, I'll get reward akhirat only. No, Allah will give you here also. Every amal, Allah will give you the return in dunya. Whether it's got to do with your heart, whether it's physically, whether the children, whether the wife, Allah will give you some way or the other. So he has this belief that Allah will reward me in return for whatever poverty or pain he has suffered from. Poised the counter to this, opposite to this, is the condition of a disbeliever and a sinner. Now to understand my condition. In the system of Allah, what is my condition? So the condition of a disbeliever and a sinner, if such a person faces poverty and pain, difficulty, sickness, adverse conditions, he has nothing to hold him together. Because his iman is not there. The amal are not there also. So there's nothing to hold him together and give him solace and comfort. For a person in pain, he'll turn to dua. Allah will come out. Person in poverty is calling on to Allah. Person in adverse conditions, he'll run back to the house of Allah. That is where he finds solace. Find one corner there and I talk to Allah. I know my Allah is listening to me. But a person doesn't have this habit. Doesn't have this habit, where does he go to now? Like one thought came to mind also. Brothers went for Umrah, Allah Ta'ala accepted, Allah take all of us. And then now, mashallah, we're for tawaf, you see. This is like a maqsad, this is an object. We're going to Baytullah, tawaf maybe after breakfast, before zuhur, after this. Now we come home, you see now. We don't feel like that anymore. Yes, keep that maqsad in front. That was Baytullah, now is no more here, keep the Kalamullah, Quran Sharif. The time I give to Baytullah, let me give it to Quran Sharif now. How I kept that, now we're going now. Give that time here. They all came, it was longer time. They give it shorter time. Allah is still here. There you have the Baytullah. Here you have the Kalamullah. And some ulama say the Quran Sharif is afdal and better than Baytullah. Baytullah is still the creation of Allah. It's built. And the Kalam of Allah came from Allah. The speech of Allah came from Allah directly. So they put that in front of you. I will give a tawaf this time, tawaf that time. So let me turn to Quran Sharif this time. I'll make that time now. And Allah Ta'ala will give you the feeling like you're reading Quran under the Baytullah. So it's likely, so when it comes to a sinner or a person who's a disbeliever, there's nothing to keep him together, to hold him together, and give him solace and comfort. In this condition and state, he is likely to lose his sanity, even think of committing suicide. There's nothing, there's no Allah in his life. Compared to that person, Allah ko khush karna farz hai. I want to please my Allah. Allah will keep him happy in this condition also. If everybody abandons him, Allah won't abandon me. I mean, my Allah happy, he will make me happy. Then Mufassirin say, and in case he was affluent, and in case he was affluent, because doesn't have amali saliha, it doesn't have the connection to Allah, doesn't have that iman upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, doesn't have that qana'at, contentment. And I'm happy in every condition. So here Mufassirin say, and in case he was affluent, his greed would not let him sit peacefully. When the drive for more wealth makes him a millionaire. When the drive for more wealth makes him a millionaire, the dreams of becoming a billionaire would keep spoiling his peace. Still can't sleep. And the man doesn't have anything. Hey, he's sleeping, look at him. The boss is still awake. He's standing outside the masjid now at the billionaire's club. And the person now is earning the wage, is sitting in talib. Only one eye is closed. And then the boss can't sleep tonight. Now he's got something else to do tomorrow. And he's got a simple wage and he's up sleeping already. I'm going to have a good sleep tonight. So here this is in tafsir, that when the drive for more wealth makes him a millionaire, the dreams of becoming a billionaire would keep spoiling his peace. As for the righteous believers, Ibn Atiyah says that Allah blesses them with a life full of pleasure, contentment and gracefulness right here in this world as well. Something that never changes whatever the condition, that their life will be graceful while they will enjoy health and extended means is all too obvious, particularly so on the ground, that they just do not have the greed to keep their wealth increasing unnecessarily, an urge that keeps harassing one under all circumstances. And even if they have to face lean days, difficult days, when they don't have the means, or sickness of some sort, they always have a strong support to fall back on, that is Allah. I know my Allah is there. I have my amal-e-saliha, basic amal. And I have my iman upon my Allah. I know my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are perfect believers in the promises made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have strong hopes of seeing ease after hardship and comfort after pain. You know this Allah system. Allah will test, and then ease must come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of iman and amal saliha, good deeds. These strengths never let their life become graceless. It is like the work of a farmer who has made his farm, who has made his farm ready for crops. No matter how much pain he takes in working to see his crops grow, yet he welcomes all that for the sake of the comfort he is going to have. In a short time, he is certain he is going to have the best of return for what he has done. A businessman or a wage earner will do the same. They will face all sorts of hardship, and we do it. They will face all sorts of hardship in their job, even little disgrace, humiliation also. The boss will even insult him. But tomorrow he will come to work. Why? Because he knows at the end of the month he's repeating still. So I'll take all his humiliation. And I'll take all the shouting also for the believer. And Allah tests him, redoubled him as a runaway now. Like Allah won't pay him. Allah will give you more than your boss is giving you also. But you got yaqeen upon the boss. Even he swears me, he shouts me, he cuts my wages, but he still will give me end of the month. He'll go through it. They believe that their business will bring profit and their job is salary. The believer too believes that he is getting a return for every hardship. And when comes the life of the hereafter, his return for every hardship will come to him in the form of blessings that are great and everlasting. As for the life of the present world, it is not such a big deal as compared to that of the hereafter. His whole life is for the hereafter. Ad-dunya, mazra'atul akhirat. His whole life is to prepare for the akhirat, not to make this life. Allah Ta'ala gave this life to prepare for akhirat. But myself also, we're just preparing tomorrow, next month, following month. Allah gave it to prepare for akhirat. Therefore, a believer finds it easy to remain patient against worldly variations in living conditions. Thus, these conditions never make a believer suffer from anxiety, apprehension and boredom. This is the good life a believer is blessed with in cash, on the spot, right here in this world. Allah khush karna farz hai. Make Allah happy and He'll make you happy. And He'll keep you happy. With lean means in a simple life and you live like a lani, they say. In a lean life you'll be like a lani. I'm enjoying life. The simple. And we heard this so many times. When Hazrat would say, Shah Abdul Ghani Pupuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, living on the river bank. They say, and he would say to Hakim Akhtar Sahab, kya kahte, what are you eating? I said, we're eating dry roti and dar. He says, no, we're eating biryani. I said, no, we're eating dry roti. And he said, no, we're eating biryani. I said, how are you getting the taste of biryani? Because I can see my beloved's hand feeding me. Allah is feeding me. The taste is different. Enjoyment is different. And Hazrat says, what is the chocolate now? A person, his mother gives him. What is the chocolate the wife gives him? Enjoyment is different. That the wife bought. Especially now he's in Jamaat for a long period of time, 4 months. And now when a whole nut comes. Now you smell it first. Ah, this is the perfume. And his mother's one, he can spell it. There is different now. Zambak, Vicks, etc. This came from mommy's cupboard. This came from the wife's bedroom. And now the enjoyment is different now. That one mother gave, he'll share with all the satis. And the wife's one, no, he got a little bit of ghairat now that the wife sent for me. And there he finds a small note. He said, this is a love affair with Allah. My Allah gave me to eat. The taste is different. The enjoyment is different. Allah Ta'ala give us that enjoyment, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To continue with our kitab, the solution. Evil glances and love affairs, the harms and the cures. We discussed quite a few already. When it comes to the cure for love affairs, the person is involved with a haram relationship, how to get out of it. End of the day, a person tries his best. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا. Person will make mujahada. He has to exert himself. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, a person has to make dua also. Ya Allah, the courage you gave me to break your command, Ya Allah, allow me to use the courage to keep your command now. The courage you gave me, you know, I will get caught. I will get in trouble. But I still went ahead and did it. Looking over my back. But I still had the guts and the himmat and the courage to break your command, knowing that you are looking at me, Ya Allah. So it shows, Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say, the person who breaks the command of Allah and a bigger command of Allah, and he knows he might get caught, he shows how much guts he has. So use that guts and courage now to keep the command of Allah. If you will break it, you can keep it also. Don't say, no, we can't do it. What they say, himmat chor. Now he's a thief when it comes to courage. He can do it. All you have to do is, you have to sum up the courage and make dua. You have to ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, give me that courage and with the power pull me out of the guna and the sin. So as I mentioned, quite a few steps already we had discussed. We'll discuss number 5. Think about the unfaithfulness of the attractive people of this world, how unfaithful they are. Be wafa. She's not going to be with you forever and she won't be always beautiful. It's a haram relationship. And once you make nikah to her, then you find how shaitan will take out his ugly head now. She looks so nice because her makeup was on. And in the morning when you saw her, it wasn't the woman I married. It was a makeup relationship. Shaitan only made it look nice. Then the reality strikes. So he says that, think about the unfaithfulness of the attractive people of this world. If someone has to sacrifice 100,000 lives and much wealth on them, but if they become inclined to someone else, they stop looking at the previous lovers, and sometimes they poison and destroy them in order to finish off the relationship. She found somebody else. Now how to kill? And we hear it. How to kill this person now? How to kill? And how many of them are going for the holidays also? How many a man we hear is going to Dubai taking the wife, but somebody else is in the plane also? And the same floor they're staying to. Where is the faithfulness? Sometimes he's taking somebody else. And she's poised now as his wife, but she's not the wife. And he's in the world, another one day also. And all the circle, finally they catch up with him. Now his life is in danger. Where he thought now they'll be faithful, but he's unfaithful in the first place to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Number 6. If the beloved dies, the one who your heart went to, the haram affair and relationship, then you dispatch him quickly to the graveyard, talking about the woman. He passes away, he promised you the world. But he passes away, then you dispatch him to the Qabristan. Number 7, continue practicing the remaining acts mentioned above. Hazrat says, punctually, your urge will continue to diminish gradually. It won't happen overnight. The heart already now is poisoned. It will take some time for that poison to come out from the heart. The worst poison is love affairs. It will take time for that poison to come out from the system. But if Allah wants the power of pull, Allah can pull it out overnight also. That's why we are advised, if I'm involved in some guna and sin, then make dua for oneself. Ya Allah, I'm involved in some haram relationship. Or Ya Allah, I have a filthy habit of looking at porn or masturbation. Ya Allah, pull me out immediately tonight. Ask Allah, Ya Allah, immediately. Not only me, but all those involved. Make dua for the entire ummah. What dua we get in return? May Allah give you the same. May Allah give you the same. Ya Allah, all those millions involved, Ya Allah, pull them out tonight. Hearing the dua is all coming back to me. And continue making the dua, Allah takes rahm. I pull him out now. Pull him out right now, immediately. And he's out of it completely. Allah, I never thought I'll get out of it. But you made the dua, you made the mujahada, and you summed up your courage. Your urge will continue to diminish gradually. Do not wish that your urge be completely terminated. This lust you have, as you mentioned many a times, don't make dua, Allah, destroy my lust. And you can't get married also. Ya Allah, let your muhabbat and your love be more than my carnal desires. That your love overpowers it. That I live under your muhabbat and your love and I love for your sake. The aim is merely to weaken and overpower the urge to sin so that they come under your control. That's what you want. That this urge must come under control. Only Allah can do it for you. By practicing the above mentioned acts, inshallah, your nafs will come under control. In this way, you will be cured of all beings other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The makhluk lies out of my heart. That is me and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As Hakim Sahib rahimullah would say, in all these haram avenues, you're finding some sweetness. Well, there's a young boy also, he's finding sweetness. He got his PS5 or PS... chocolate it is. So he's got his games, whatever, and he's enjoying it. So there's some sweetness in there. There's some sweetness in there that's taking him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's finding sweetness in haram things. And sometimes he wants to make it that this is normal. This is how it should be. But the aim should be, Ya Allah, make me like how you want me to be. And become happy and pleased with me. And in that, yes, some temptations are there, some inclinations are there. Something that becomes so common in the environment nowadays, that before we couldn't take, you couldn't say these words. Now it's become very common. As people have become free to express these things also. It's become so easy now, the person feels now the sin is normal. Nothing wrong with it. I can feel like this, or I can do a certain thing. Certain thing like that has become the norm. But is that the norm? It's haram. Is that permissible? But the kuffar will make it a norm. And we feel this is normal. Is that why should you have a problem with it? So Hadar says that if it's haram, make dua to Allah, ya Allah, give me the understanding, give me the feeling, and correct my heart also. Not that you know, make something haram, make it halal. Then we have more danger thereafter. So by practicing upon the above mentioned acts, inshallah, your nafs will come under control. In this way, you will be cured of all being other than Allah. One point over here also, Hazrat has mentioned. He says some men we find commonly as LGBTQ, whatever it may be. All these letters put together. Hazrat says all these letters put together. So a person has inclination to the same gender and they want to normalize it. What you say is normal. That's how I've been made. So, Hazrat explains this and he says, just like how it is to be inclined to the opposite gender before marriage is haram, you have to fight it. You can't make it. Although we say, no, it's normal, you have to feel like that. The boy doesn't feel inclined, what do you say? I go for a checkup. How come you're not inclined? So to have the inclination is normal, but to have a haram inclination, what he has to do? He has to fight the feeling. But when he comes to the same gender, then they say, no, it's normal. No, it's also something which is haram, is not normal. That also you have to fight it. You can't make it normal. Now they will normalize it. That no, it's normal. It's man, lady. But it's a bimari, it's an illness. We have to fight it. And ask Allah, Ya Allah, pull me out of it. Make me normal, Ya Allah, that I love you. And you put my mind right, put my body right, and I live in your pleasure. Then you see what a good life Allah Ta'ala will give. So Hazrat says that slowly it will come out in this way, you will be cured of all beings other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart and soul will perceive such rewards that will bring ecstasy to your soul at all times. The heart will experience such tranquility that even the kings do not dream of. It will seem as if a life of hell has been changed into a heavenly life. I thought this was so nice. I thought this was enjoyment. Now I give it up and I'm enjoying even more now. Like many a times, a person had now all love for brand names, etc. And say, hey, this is the life. Every weekend going out to buy thousands of brands. And now, like how one person mentioned when he came in Jamaat from Bombay, he was Jamaat worker, one of the seniors. He said, in the old days, I was very fashionable. So when he came to the 70s, and I said, follow the fashion. So 70s came in, and the whole culture came with it now, with the bell bottoms. The brothers know it was the bell bottoms now. He says the big broad bottoms. He says my whole wardrobe changed. I've changed everything. So I bought the bell bottoms. That was the style now with the jacket and the collar up, etc. Then came the 80s. 80s came, then the corduroys came. You know what the corduroys are. Then the whole wardrobe changed again. Then after the corduroys came, the safari suit. Then they had to change again. So every time to change the wardrobe. Then finally the Jamaat tapped my door. Took me for 4 months. I says, then my wardrobe changed now. I'm wearing my kafan to my death now. My white kurta. Now I'm ready for maut. He says, no need to change anything now. Now I'm free. I got a free life. But that time what he thought now, I'm with the times. Well, it was punishment. It was azab. And now he says, now I save so much of money. So much money I got, now I can do other things with it. So he shows you where I thought now this was a good life. And when Allah Ta'ala showed the part of Hidayat and Noor, then subhanAllah. Now it's a different enjoyment. Without doing it, I'm enjoying myself. Then Hazrat says in a poetic form, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only takes half a life during striving. Allah Ta'ala takes only half a life during striving. When you're striving, Allah won't kill you. You only take half your life, you think I'm dead now. I don't do this, what are you going to do wicked? What are you going to sit and do at home now? Say like, we're dead now, nothing to do. Father took the cell phone away. Now, Betty is dead too, he is dead. Wi-Fi is down, he is down also. So what life? What are you going to do now? Nothing to do. Bored, we're bored. And the children carry on, the tarana, we're bored. Because they're used to the sweetness of these things over here. And same with insan, no more sports, no more this. What life am I going to have? And how my Yusuf Padesab Rahimullah would say also, that a person says that, well, I can't do without the sports. I have to see the scores, I have to see the football, the league is starting, the English league or that league. I can't live without it, I can't pass that season, I have to know, I have to see the match. I have to view it, I can't help it. So one says, you love it so much, I love it. He says, mashallah, very good. He says, one robber should break in the house. Chor came into the house and he's got a gun in his hand and you're viewing your ball game right now and he puts a gun to your head and he says, put it off. He says, see, bhai, I love my game, please. Let me just see the match and I'll be happy, then you can blow my brains. They say, now, where you got the strength to put it off? Tell him, take the TV also, but please leave me. He said, now where you got so much taqwa? All of a sudden, so much of taqwa you got? Just because of one gun. And that time, that must be one try gun also. But you say, you put the TV off. But that fear of Allah, love of Allah is not there. That I can put it off. I don't need it. And how you'll enjoy putting it off? Hey, we got saved, ya Allah. Why was it about the TV went? You see, no problem. The life didn't go. Allah will take only half life. Allah will take only half life. You're striving to break all these certain inclinations, Allah will only take half life away. And then Hazrat says, Allah only takes half a life during striving, but He grants thousands of lives in exchange. Now how you'll enjoy now. Hey Allah, your thing went. The TV is out. Now we can talk, sit with the children and we can enjoy them, talk. Now how many more lives you got around you? And how you'll enjoy your life now. And Allah Ta'ala grants the internal self such favors that cannot be perceived by you. You won't even understand what's happening within you. Now Hazrat says, now I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this procedure an extremely beneficial means of purifying the soul of its evil qualities, and may Allah Ta'ala grant the salvation from the context, of all beings other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may accept this service that Allah Ta'ala give us. The reality of these treatments that Allah Ta'ala has inspired Hazrat with. And if you missed it, the kitab is there, we can listen to the recordings, the steps how to get rid of this haram love of his. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. And among the most effective way of removing the darkness of all these haram inclinations is the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As we make dhikr every Thursday, it should be our daily ma'amool, our daily practice, that we sit towards the Qibla, cross-legged. And as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah wa Shaykh taught us also how to make the dhikr of Allah. This also we have to learn correctly how to make the dhikr of Allah to get the full benefit. That we sit facing the Qibla, cross-legged. And then we start the dhikr of Allah, when we say La ilaha, then we move the body, not the head, but the entire body, the entire torso, from the hip coming up, we move to the right and say La ilaha illallah, illallah, then we move to the left a little bit. Very gently, and it's mentioned like how on a windy day, how the grass moves with the wind. Sahaba ikram will make dhikr like that. It would sway one side to the other. They say in the must and the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that there's no one for me, there's no support for me besides Allah. It's only me and my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And La ilaha illallah, there's nothing greater in the universe than the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Not my haram inclinations, not my illicit love affairs, not my sports. Allah's name is the most powerful. By taking the name of Allah, Allah will wash and purify my heart. Allah will clean it and make it shine. For La ilaha is like a powerful vacuum. That this vacuum of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijabun dun Allah. Between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and La ilaha illallah, there's no obstruction, there's no barrier. It goes direct to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, a person is in shirk and kufr, worshipping idols for 99 years. Just once he says La ilaha illallah, from kufr to iman immediately. From nari becomes nuri. He was full of the fire of Jahannam, now he becomes full of nur. He was going to Jahannam, now he's going to Jannat. Just by saying one time, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, I'm taking your name. All the filth and dirt, they're blocking the arteries of your muhabbat and your love. With La ilaha illallah, I'm taking that powerful vacuum of Allah's name and vacuuming my heart 100 times. Ya Allah, remove it. Take out all the dirt. The vacuum does the job at home. Ya Allah, this vacuum of your name will vacuum my heart. And only put the nur of the muhabbat of Allah into the heart. And this will take the name of Allah, of La ilaha illallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا القوة المتين يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب أو كريم رحيم الله فقب سؤال وسنزور الله يلا والشواعات سمي الله بل الشواعات سمي الله ميك واحد شاينو يالله يالله ذا نور في محبتهم يالله give us شديد love intense love for you يالله such love and محبت for you that overpowers all our sins and our desires يالله this live for you يالله breathe for you die for you محبت and your love يالله this heart you created only and only for you يالله يالله we soul our نفس and our hearts to everyone beside you oh my كريم رحيم الله يالله give us a life of goodness يالله a pleasant life يالله in your محبت and your love whatever conditions يالله come upon us يالله كبس العافية صحة سلامة and قبول the moving in your path of Kareem Rahim. Allah, Ya Allah, whatever conditions come upon us, O my Allah, let our hearts run towards you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, that everything is from you, Ya Allah, that you will return to you. Ya Allah, we enjoy ourselves in the sea of your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. He was love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, O my Allah. Guide us every step of our life, every breath of our life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if you will leave us, Ya Allah, tarafat ayn, Ya Allah, for a blink of an eye, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll be finished, O my Allah. We'll perish, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we're muhtaj of every second of our life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we know, Ya Allah. We know we have broken your commands, O my Allah. We are musty, we are naughty, O my Allah. And then too, we are yours. Oh my Allah, like how the child says, oh, but you know I was naughty, I'm sorry. Ya Allah, we are sorry. We are naughty, O my Allah. We don't even know how to do anything right, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you make it right. Make us yours, O my Allah. Don't close the doors upon us, O my Allah. We are the weakest part of the ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, your help is with the weak ones, O my Allah. The handicapped child is the beloved. Ya Allah, we are the handicapped ones of the ummah. Ya Allah, make us yours, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make karam upon us, fazal upon us, ihsan upon us. And give us the hands of your awliya, Ya Allah, to take care of your makhluk, to be kind to them, to link them to you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, O my Allah. In every womb, Ya Allah, give hidayat, O my Allah. Link them to your commands. Ya Allah, guide us, O jiran, the entire ummah, the entire of mankind, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين. It is a reminder also every Friday night we have a weekly Shab Guzari program in Masjid Hilal starting from Asr to Saturday Fajr. Brothers, request to come for the programs, inshallah. Many jamaats are here also, take part in the programs. Minimum, it is come for Isha Salah, take part in the Ta'lim. Allah Ta'ala give us a week, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.